This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Julie Neiman of Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. She is worried about the weather. Julie, what's going on?
Well, Jeremy, it's gorgeous here. It's dry, no humidity, not a cloud in the sky. I think there's a song in this, but crops are getting cooked in the field. The big problem right now is there's no rain, and the pain ahead is that the corn silking and flower setting, it's shaping up to be probably the worst in years. One climatologist we heard of has said the planetary alignment is now what it was in the 1930s, and that distorts the gravitational pull on the weather patterns, setting us up for huge global drought.
Okay, well, bring us back to economics then. What does that mean for people as they go out and buy food and all that sort of thing?
Well, we now have over 7 billion people in the world, and they're all hungry, and there's big demand out there for our grain. Russian drought killed the winter wheat crop. South American drought killed sugar, soybeans, and corn, which means prices are really going up. We were the last resort here. We have unseasonably warm, dry weather, very early spring, killer late frost. All of this is setting up for significantly higher grain and food costs. Of course, that passes through to the consumer.
Well, of course, the consumer is also having a little break when it comes to gas prices right now, though, right?
Yeah, but that goes into the gas tank, not into the grocery cart. And that's the big problem. We're getting a break from gasoline, which does help somewhat. But farmers are still paying higher fuel costs than they did this time last year. So that's hurting them as well. So while we're getting a little bit of a break there, we're going to see significantly higher food prices unless we get rain. And that directly hits all American consumers just at the time when you're trying to recover from a depression.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith, Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.